This year we'll cover the material starting with the bottom two dots on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. As we discussed last time, the Mishnah is describing different cases of Tkiya Shofar, and we're about to analyze the following halacha we've mentioned before. Hatokeya, the Mishnah reads, the Gemara analyzes from the Mishnah, Hatokeya Tocha Bor Tocha Dus, that if a person blows Shofar into a pit or into an above ground structure like a pit, they're not Yotze because the kol of the echo is mixed up with the kol of the shofar. Rav Huna says, Lo Shanu, this is again five lines down from the bottom of the Gemara Chav Zayin of the base. Rav Huna, Lo Shanu La'osun Ha'om Demasfas Habor. This is only true that those are not Yotze. Lo shanu, meaning lo osan al mesvas habor. The only ones who aren't yotze are those who are standing along the edge of the pit, because those who stand on the edge of the pit hear a kol havar, they hear an echo. Aval osan haomdim bibor, but those who are standing in the pit itself, yatsu, they're yotze. Tanya mihachi, hatokel toch habor o toch hadus, yatsa. If you blow into a bor or into a dus, you are yotze, which is against our Mishnah. Vatinan, but our Mishnah says lo yatza. Elav shramina kid Rav Huna. It's a raya like Rav Huna. There's a split between those who are standing alongside the bor and those who are standing within the bor. Shramina. Yes, it's a raya for Rav Huna. Ika derami lohu mirma. Those who ask as a contradiction. In other words, as opposed to bringing Rav Huna to explain this halacha, they ask it as a straight contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa itself. Tanan, hatokel toch habor olo toch hadus lo yatza. If you blow into a bor or into a pit, you're not yotze. Vatanya yatza. The Braisa says that you are yotze. Rav Huna lo kashya. Kan, when do we say that you're yotze? That's la'osan ha'omdim asfa. When do we say that you're not yotze, meaning our Mishnah that says you're not yotze? That's only la'osan ha'omdim asfa sabor, those who are staying along the edge of the pit. Kan, when the Bryce says that you are yotze, la'osan ha'omdim bibor, those who stand in the pit itself. Rashi. Osan ha'omdim bibor yatsu, the second to last Rashi on the page. Shein kol ha-shofar la'olam shamu, because they heard kol ha-shofar. And ika derami luhu mirma, those who ask as a contradiction. Yesh talmidim, she'ein shonim lahadar Rav Huna, b'inyan lo shanu l'feirushe masnisin. There are those who don't cite Rav Huna's halacha as a way of modifying lo shanu, meaning to limit and qualify the application of our Mishnah. Ela ramu mirma, they ask a straight contradiction. Masnisnu b'raisa ha-dadi, V'Allah kai Rav Huna umishari, and that Rav Huna gives his answer. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, turn the page to Chaf Alf, Chaf Chesmet Aleph. Let's say you were standing on the edge of the bor, and Shama Miktas Tekiya Bibor Umiktas Tekiya Al Sefasa Bor. Let's say the Tokeya was inside the bor and he climbed out while he was blowing, and you, the one who was standing on the edge of the pit, heard the tekiya partially from within the bor, and then you heard partially when he was standing al sfas habor. In other words, in the beginning you heard a kol havara because the tekiya was omid bibor, and then besofa you heard a kol al sfas habor. You heard a real kol shofar. The halacha is yatza, you're yotze. But let's say it's the opposite. Let's say miktas tekiya kolim shiala amra shachar. Let's say a different case. Let's say the tekiya was partially done before Amar HaShachar happened. Amar HaShachar is dawn, not daybreak, but dawn. That before dawn, there's no Zman HaMitzvah. But then you heard part of the tekiya after Amar HaShachar. The din is lo yatza. So the Gemara, so Rava seems to be contrasting between two different cases where part of the tekiya was done behachsher. This is something we discussed yesterday on the previous Shurim also. And part of the tekiya was done b'psul. Again, the first case is part of the tekiya was done b'psul because it was done b'soch habor when you were standing on outside the bor, and then it was finished off b'hechsher because then the guy climbed out. And the second case is it was done partially before Amar HaShachar and partially after Amar HaShachar. The halacha is that in the first case, according to Rava, you're yotze, and the second case, you're not yotze. So says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye, Maishna hasam deba'ina kulat kiyuv tikiya b'chiyuv avaleka hachanami ba'ina kulat tikiya b'chiyuv avaleka. If you're going to tell me the reason why you're not yotze by tchilaso b'amin ha-shachar v'sofo achar amin ha-shachar is because you need the whole tekiah to be done b'chiyuva, and you don't have the whole tekiah done b'chiyuva, meaning because half of the tekiah was done at a point in which there was no chiyuv of tekiah shofar. Hachanami, so too, by shama mitzas tekiah b'soch habor mitzas ha-sfas habor, but ina kula tekiah b'chiyuva v'leika, you need the whole thing to be done b'chiyuva, and it's not totally done b'chiyuva because partially was done b'psul. Says the Gemara, hachi hashta, I can distinguish between these two cases. Hasam, when it comes to mikta stakia, kodem alot ha-shachar, laila lav zman chiyuva hu klal, the laila is not a zman chiyuva at all. I mean, the laila, the night is completely mufka, completely removed from the parsha of tekiah shofar. It's not all part of the mitzvah. But hacha bor mekom chiyuvahu laosana omdim bebor, meaning the bor itself is not mufka from the mitzvah of tekiah shofar. For those who are standing in the bor, if you were standing in the bor while the guy was blowing inside the bor, it's part of the mitzvah. So therefore, there's a clear distinction between a case where it's miktsaso kodem amen hashachar and miktsaso achar amen hashachar, whereas in the case of miktsaso tocha bor and miktsaso chutz labor. Because mitzaso tocha bor, mitzaso chutz labor, the whole bor itself is a makom hachiyuv, even though the whole tekiah wasn't done b'chiyuv. Whereas by laila and kodem amen hashachar and achar amen hashachar, laila itself is mufka from the mitzvah. Well, now the Gemara says Rabba gets himself entangled in a problem. L'meir d'savar Rabba shama sof tekiah below tchilas tekiah yatza umimela tchilas tekiah below sof tekiah yatza. We had this before. This question on Chav Zayin. That Rava has to believe that if you hear the Sof HaTekiah without the Techilas HaTekiah, you're Yotze, and by extension, if you hear the Techilas HaTekiah without the Sof HaTekiah, you're also Yotze. The Gemara brings a Raya against Tashema, we've seen this before. Taka Barishona Umashach Bishaniya. If you blow the Seder of Malchios and the second Tekiah following the middle Shrua, has the length of two Tekiahs, Umashach Bishaniya, and it's Nimshach into the Seder of Zichronos Kishtayim, as if it was the length of two. The din is, Ein biyadai ela achas. All you have is one tekiah, meaning it counts only for Malchios, doesn't count for Zichronos. Vamai tislik le betarti. I don't understand. I thought you say that all you need is the Tchilas HaTekiah on the one hand, or the Sof HaTekiah on the other. So why can't this Tekiah be the Tchilas HaTekiah for the first Seder, and the Sof HaTekiah for the second Seder? It should count for two? Says the Gemara, no. Pisuke Tekiah Samehadali Lo Paskina. It's true. At this stage of the Gemara, Rava really thinks that Tchilas HaTekiah alone, or Sof HaTekiah alone, suffices. However, that doesn't work to split the tekiah in half. But then the Gemara asks another question. Tashema, but our Mishnah is a raya against as well. Hatakel toicha bor or toicha dus. If you blow into the bor, into the dus, o tocha pitas, or into the chavis, the barrel, im kol shofar shama. If you heard from the kol shofar, meaning yatza, im kol havar yat shama, lo yatza. But if you heard a kol havara, an echo, you're not yotze. V'amai, how come there's a chiluk? Leipuk b'tchilas tekiah. You should just be yotze with the tchilas tekiah that you heard. Mikameh de la arbev kala. Before there's a taroves of the kol. In other words, it's just enough to be yotze with the tchilas tekiah before a havara happens. What does that imply? That you can't be yotze with the mikta satekiah. And even though you heard the tchilas tekiah b'kashrus. If that's the case, how could it be that Rabba said, that if you have mitzvah satekiah b'socha bor and mitzvah satekiah asfasa bor, that works? That's tchila b'kashrus v'sofo b'psul. That doesn't work. Or the other way, it's tchila b'psul v'sofo b'kashrus. Says the Gemara the following. Really, Rabba's case wasn't somebody who was standing asfasa bor and he heard the shofar, the call of the tokeya, as he got up in the middle. Kikama Rabba, Pitokeya Va'ola L'nafshei. It's a person who's blowing for himself. And he originally started his blowing B'Soch HaBor. And as he was blowing, he climbed up. So therefore, he just heard. Therefore, because when he was in the bor, he heard a kol shofar. How do I know? Because those who stand besocha bor are yotze. They're always hearing a kol shofar. And as he got out of the bor, he also heard a kol shofar. Because those who stand on the side hear a kol shofar as well. So that comes out there's a tkiya bishleimus. So ihachi, if that's the case, myla meimro. There's no chiddush here. He heard a kol shofar kihil chasu the whole way through. Says the Gemara, Mao the same zinin de mafik reshe vakati shofar babor. Where choshesh, maybe sometimes as you're sticking your head out of the bor, the shofar is still inside. And if that's the case, then you're not together with your shofar, and you're not hearing the end of the kol. The kama arbe of kol, and there's a tarovas of kol. Kamash malan, there's no chashash. In other words, really, 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 Rabbah's of the opinion that shama miktas hatakia is not enough. You need the whole tkiya bekashrus. It's just that his chiddush is a person can blow for himself while he's climbing out of the bor, even though there's a chashash, maybe besof hadavar, at the end of the process, he's going to stick his head out of the bor before having been yotze, and that's going to be a problem with tarovas kol. Says the Gemara, we're not choshesh for that. Says Rashi, the top of Chav Chesem and Aleph, Shama mitzvah tekiya b'bor, and Rashi explains what the Havamina was. Kasaka daitach, the Hachi Ka'amar, the Gemara originally thought we were talking about the following case. Haya oimed hu b'svas habor, he was standing on the Shomea, was standing on the svas habor. The Chavero and the Mashmia, the Tokea, was Tokea b'bor. The Yotza lechutz, and then the Mashmia, the Tokea, climbed out of the pit. Yotza b'chetzi ha-tekiyah, you wrote it with half a tekiyah. Vashmin hacha de biktas nami yotza. And that's what this is coming to teach us. But kolem amina shachar lav zmane hu kadamri mesachas megillah kol yom kashla tkiyah shofar v'yelav time miyom tru yalachem yom v'lo layla. We learn exeris hakasav yom tru yalachem yom v'lo layla, and therefore pasul kolem amina shachar kolem alos hashachar. So Hachi Garcia and Lememar the Sava Rava Tichishama Inish Sof Tekiya below Tichilas Tekiya Yatza, and then Mimela by extension, all you need is the Sofa Tekiya without Tichilas Tekiya, so so to the Tichilas Tekiya without the Sofa Tekiya. Taka Barishayna Pshuta Shlifnei Truas Amalchios Umashach Bishnia Pshuta Shalachara Kishdayim, and that lasted for two. Viniskavin Latzis Ba Ide Pshuta Shlifnei Truas Zichronos. And that was for the purpose of being Yotze the Pshuta before Zichronos as well. Sha'asid alav litzkoa tekev lezo, because that you're coming to blow right after. Im kol shof, and the Gemara says that doesn't work. Why? Because you can't do psuke tekiyasa. Im kol shofar shama beloy kol havara yotza, based on our Mishnah. Im kol havara shama, im kol shofar lo yotza. Why can't you say that you're Yotze just from the tekiyas ha-tekiya? Says the Gemara, no. It's not that anybody's being yotze with him. The tokeya is blowing for himself. El tokeya va'olahu, he's blowing for himself as he's climbing out of the pit. Because for him alone, it ends up being tchilas of a sofa behachsher. To be tchilahu v'shofar b'bor, v'amr le'el osin ha'om din b'bor yatsu, which is fine. So says the Gemara, now the Gemara discusses a bunch of interesting scenarios of tkiya shofar, of different situations where the shofar has different halachos attached to it. What is the din of tkiya shofar in this case? Amr of Yehuda, says the Gemara, Amr of Yehuda, but halfway down the Chav Chesed Aleph, b'shofar shel ola lo yitka. You should not be tokeya with the shofar shel ola. What is a shofar shel ola? A shofar shel ola is if you have a behema that has Kedushas Ola attached to it. Ola is a form of karbanos. That somebody was makdish. They consecrated this behema for the purpose of karban Ola. And when the behema was still alive, you detached the keren. You detached the horn. So you should not use that. Why? Because it's an iser mi'ila. Vim taka, and if you did it bishogeg, because you didn't realize that it was hekdesh, yatza. Why? Why are you Yotze? The Gemara will explain. Bishofar shal shlamim, but if it's a carbon shlamim, lo yitzka, you shouldn't use it. Vimtaka lo yatza, but if you blow with a shofar shal shlamim, you're not yotze. So why is it that on the one hand, if you blow with a shofar shal ola, you can be yotze b'di'eved b'shogeg, whereas if you blow with a shofar shal shlamim, carbon shlam is a different kind of kedushas ha-carbon, you're not yotze b'di'eved b'shogeg. My time, says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara the following, ola bas me'ilahi. An ola has dine me'ila attached to it, meaning if you are mo'al. Me'ila means improper use of behemas kadshim. So me'ila only applies to things that are kadshim kadshim. Ola has a status of kadshe kadshim, a higher level of kedusha. And if you're mo'al in it, then you are chai of a certain penalty, which is known as a karban me'ila and asha me'ila, and you have to pay back the amount that you were mo'al to hekdesh, a karen v'chomesh. And came, but came into Malba nafkala l'chulin. But as you were Moel, because you did Mi'ila through the Tekiah Shofar, because you were Nana, you got Hana'a from the act of Tekiah, so you're Motzi the Shofar l'chulin. And the Tekiah itself is Motzi the Shofar l'chulin. Shlamim delav b'nei Mi'ila ninhu, but Shlamim have no Mi'ila attached to them, because as Rashi explains, there's Kachim Kalim, and the Behemas Kachim Kalim don't have me'ila except for certain conditions in terms of the behemoth that the not the behemoth itself mechayim while it's still alive has no me'ila, but the certain parts of the carbon once they've been brought in the mizbeach have me'ila. We'll see in Rashi, but the behema mechayim or the karen has no me'ila. So isuru derachiv b'hu v'lanafki l'chulin. Because it's not b'nei me'ila, so there's an isra hana attached to them, meaning an isra hana is hakdesh, but they're not yotzeis l'chulin. So what comes out is as follows. In order to be yotze with the tekiah of a shofar that comes from behemas hakdesh, the pu'ulas ha-tekiah, the act of blowing, has to be motzi, the shofar l'chulin. So that's only true when the formal isra me'ila apply. Again, beyond the isra me'ila, there's also a din that you can't be nana from behemas hekdesh. That is a universal halacha that applies whether to a shofar shal ola or a shofar shal shlamim. But when it comes to a shofar shal ola, because it's kadshe kadshim and mi'ila is motzi the shofar l'chulin, it brings it out from hekdesh into non-hekdesh, so you can be yotze through the tekiah shofar shal ola. But shlamim, which is kadshe kalim, kadshim kalim, and doesn't have mi'ila attached mechayim to the behema, while the behemoth is still alive, so blowing the shofar does not accomplish being motzi the behemoth l'chulin. Therefore, your tekiah has no consequence, since there's an isser that's attached to the shofar, and the chafza di isura is still there. You are in violation of mitzvah ba'aveira, because you're doing an aveira in order to mekayin your mitzvah, and therefore you're not yotze anyway, by shofar shal ola. Says the Gemara, a question, maskifla rava, emas mal, when is the me'ila done? Lebasar detaka, meaning after the tekiah has been accomplished. Ki kataka b'isur taka, but the tekiah is done b'isur. So how could it be that you're yotze by shofar shal ola? The tekiah, it's true after the tekiah you accomplish the yetziah l'chulin, but kodem the tekiah, before the tekiah, the chafza is beisura, and therefore the tekiah is beisur as well. So not you shouldn't be yotze at all. Ela marava echad ze ve'echad ze lo yata. Whether it's shofar shal ola against Rav Yehuda, whether it's shofar shal ola or shofar shal shlamim, you're not yotze, because no matter what, the shas tekiah, even by a shlamim, it's obvious because you're not motzi adavar l'chulin. But even by ola, since the shas tekiah is beisur, that's a problem. And then hadar, and why? Because you're being nana from the mitzvah beisur, and that's a mitzvah you're being nana. You're getting benefit by being yotze the mitzvah in an improper fashion with an isur attached, and that's a mitzvah ba'aveira. Hadar amar, then Rava took it back. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh yata. Whether it's a shofar shal ola or a shofar shal shlamim, you are yotze. Why? There's no split like Rav Yehuda thought between me'ila and no me'ila, because what's the isser? The isser is the hana, and therefore, and Rava says the following principle: mitzvahs lav lehanas nisnu. since mitzvos are not given for the purposes of hana'a, in other words, the reason why Klal Yisrael got mitzvos were not to get hana'a, so we assume that in order to fulfill a mitzvah, the act of fulfilling a mitzvah is also not considered a violation of hana'a from kadshim. In other words, if we viewed the kiyum ha-mitzvah as a form of hana'a in its own right, then there would be a problem here, because you're getting hana'a be'isr, whether it's ola or shlamim. Why? Because even though by ola you can be motzi ha-shofar l'chulin, shas tekiya, it doesn't help. But given the principle, the overriding principle of mitzvah is lavli hanois nisnu, that means that the chafzah shel mitzvah, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, doesn't have hana attached to it, and therefore we don't consider you being yotze a violation of isra hana with a davar kodesh. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel avodah zarah, if you have a shofar shel avodah zarah, which is somebody, you worship the shofar for avodah zarah, you cannot, lo yitzka, you can't use it. Why? Because it's asr bahana. Vim taka yata, you're yotze b'diavad, because again, mitzvah slav lehanus nisnu. Shofar shel nidachas, but if it's a shofar shel ir nidachas, what's an ir nidachas? A city that's been condemned to destruction. Why? Because of the fact that Rov Klal Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah in that city, and because Rov Klal Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah in that city is doomed to destruction. You have to destroy everything there. So lo yitzka, you can't get hana, and therefore you can't blow from the shofar from an ir dachas. Vimtaka lo yata. And if you blow, you're not yotze. Why? My taima. After all, what's different from it between a shofar shel nidachas and a shofar shel avodah zarah? I thought we say the yisod of mitzvah slav lehanus nisnu. Says the Gemara, ir nidachas, kitute mechtes shiure. In other words, when it comes to ir nidachas, which is supposed to be destroyed, it's as if it doesn't exist at all. Kisuse mechtes shiure, because it's coming to be destroyed, we view it as if it's completely gone, and the shofar needs a shear, like we said before. And therefore, given this idea of kisuse mechtes shiure, we don't treat as if your tekiya shofar even happened at all, and therefore you're not even yotze b'di'eved. Amar Rava, hamudar hana mechavero, we've seen this before. If a person takes a neder hana, he takes a neder saying he won't get benefit from his friend, mutlit kawabo, the one who, if Reuven took a neder hana from Shimon, Reuven said, I'm never going to get a hana from Shimon anymore, Shimon can be tokeyalo tkiyat shom, it's a mutter for Shimon. It's mutter for Shimon to blow a tekiya shel mitzvah on behalf of Reuven. Why? Because mitzvah slav lehanus nisnu. So it's not considered an isra hana from the neder. Hamudar hana mishofar mutter kol about tekiya shel mitzvah. Similarly, if I take a neder hana not to get hana from any shofar in the world, a person can blow shofar for me as well. Because again, we apply the rule of mitzvah slav lehanus nisnu. And a neder is not, we say neder l'dvar mitzvah is not a problem because you can get hana mitzvah slav lehanus nisnu. V'amar Rava, Rava says other halachos associated with mudar hana, hamudana mechavero, if I take a neder, Reuben takes a neder hana from Shimon that Shimon shouldn't benefit anymore, maza alav mechatos, Shimon can do hazas mechatos. What is that? If a person has tumas mace on him, that they came in contact with a dead body, in order to become tahor, they need to take the ashes of the para aduma and sprinkle them on that. The kohen needs to sprinkle that on that person. So if you take another hana from somebody, they can still sprinkle the mechatas, the efer para aduma, on you. Bimosag shamim, avalo bimosag hama. That's only bimosag shamim, because I'm not getting in the rainy season where it's cold, and I don't get hana from the sprinkling of the water itself, but bimosachama, in the summertime, where it's hot, and presumably I'm getting hana from the sprinkling of the water, it's a problem. And so too, Hamudar Hana, and that guy is giving me Hana because he's making me cold. Even he's cooling me off. Even though the Chefta Shel Mitzvah itself doesn't have an Isser Hana attached to it, but because I took a nether Hana from a person, not from the Chefta, that person cannot sprinkle water on me to cool me off, even though he can do a mitzvah for me. Hamudar Hana mi Ma'ayon, if I take a nether Hana not to go into a spring, Tovel ba tvila shel mitzvah bimos hagashamim, avalo bimos hachama. I can go again and do a tvila shel mitzvah. A person can purify himself for a mitzvah purpose, bimos hagashamim, during the cold winter months where it's not considered a hana to get cold, avalo bimos hachama, but not in the summertime again. Because if, when it comes to ancillary hanaos associated with the iser neder, that's a problem. Because a person took another hana, but on the mitzvah itself, we apply the general prevailing principle of mitzvah lav lehanos nisnu. Let's see Rashi. Shel ola. What are we talking about here? Again, according to Rav Yehuda, there's a split between shel ola and shel shlamim. Shel ola v'tol shu mechayim. Rashi says you detached the shofar while the behemoth was still alive. Di'ilu lachar zrika ein mi'ila. Because if it was after zrikas hadam, after they sprinkled the blood of the korban on the mizbeach, ein mi'ila lo ba'ayra v'loy b'karneha. There's no longer any mi'ila, whether it comes to the skin of the behemoth, the hide of the behemoth, or the horns of the behemoth. Shakol kohanim, because after zrika, it all goes to the kohanim. All the not the basar, all the basar of an ola is burnt to the mizbeach, but all the side parts of the behemoth go to the kohanim. K'damrim b'menachos ubizvachim ne'emar luya ba'ola. V'ne'emar lo. The pasuk says by lo yihyeh ba'ola. So the pasuk says lo. It shall be to him by an ola. V'ne'emar lo yihyeh ba'asham. It says lo by an asham. Ma asham atzmos of mutarim. Just as in asham, we say the atzmos, the bones are mutar after zrikas hadam. Af ola atzmos of mutarim. So too an ola as well. So it has to be that you took it mechayim. Or theoretically, even lachar misa, after the shechita of the behemoth, after the slaughtering of the animal, but before zrikas hadam. But shlamim lav b'nei me'ila ninu. That's why Rav Yehuda holds of a split between the two of them. Te'ein me'ila b'kadshim kalim, ela be'emurim ulachar zrika. Rashi says there's no me'ila by kadshim kalim, except for the emurim. These are the remnants that are going to stay on the mizbeach. Ulachar zrika. Kishehuvaru l'chela kavoa. Because they've been designated as going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because so it's true that Kadshim Kalim have Mi'ila on the Imurim La'achar Zrika, on the parts that are going to remain burnt to the Mizbeach, going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not on the regular Behema. That's where Yehuda says, if you're Tokeh with Shofar Shal Ola, you are Yotze, because you're Motzi it through Mi'ila, but Shlam not. And again, Rava argued, because this is in both cases, the Isser still sticks before the Isser still sticks, Bishas Tekiah. It's only the Tekiah itself that accomplishes the Yitzia L'chulin. So he says, no, really, 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 I hold whether it's Ola or Shlamim, you are Yotze. Why? Because Mitzvah Lav Lehanos Nisnu. Li Yisrael Lios Kiyumam Lehem Hana'a. That their fulfillment should be a Hana'a. El Ola Tzavareyam Nisnu. They're given for an Ol as a yoke for Klai Yisrael. And therefore, the traditional Yisurei Hana'a attached to Chefta Shel Mitzvah don't apply. B'shofar shel avodah zarah. The Gemara gives a whole series of examples here. B'shofar shel avodah zarah. What does that mean? Rashi explains shishimshu ba'al avodah zarah. Someone worshipped avodah zarah with it. V'nasar b'hanah became asar b'hanah. K'tayim v'sachas avodah zarah. Avei tabdunas kol mekomos. Who shall destroy all these places? B'kelim shnishtam shabem l'avodah zarah kasa medaber. The Torah is talking about a case where you worship the kelim. V'im taka yotzen. If you blew with that shofar, your yotze. T'mitzis lav lehanos nisnu. Why is Shal Irani Dachas not work? Because Kisuze Mechde Shi'urei. It's as if it doesn't exist because it's supposed to be totally burnt, says Rashi. Dehalisreifakai. It's supposed to be burnt. Ukisaruv Dami. It's true as if it's already burnt. Vishofar Boy Shir. And the shofar needs a requisite shir. Ktamrian Le'el. Kideshiochsenu Biyado. Vira Lakano Lakan. You can see it in both sides of your hand while you hold it. It has to be a shir of tefach. If someone takes another hana, we said mutulit ko'abo, Shimon can still blow for Ruvain. Time of the kulumish and the mitzvah slavli hanus nisnu. They're all based on the same principle, mitzvah slavli hanus nisnu. and still chavera mazal of being mosag sham, you can sprinkle mechatas on you efer paraduma during the mosag shamim. She'ein kan ela hanas kiyum mitzvah, because all the hana you have here is the kiyum mitzvah. Umitzvah mechatas this new. Avalobi mosachama wadiika hanas haguf. Because there's also physical hana, tangible hana associated with the kiyum mitzvah because it's hot outside. Now the Gemara opens up a new sugya. We are 7 lines down from the bottom of the we are 7 lines down from the Gemara bottom of Chaf Chasam and Aleph, and we're dealing with a broad topic which is going to take us a bit of a while to cover, called Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. The basic question is, when a person is engaged in a Maisa HaMitzvah, an act of mitzvah, Bizman HaChiyuv, when they're obligated to do it, do we say that the mitzvah happens, a person is mekayim the mitzvah automatically just from doing the physical, mechanical action of the mitzvah, so long as they're not in a category of what we'll call misasik, which means they don't even know what they're doing at all? Or does a person actually need explicit kavana latzeis? Does a person, in order to accomplish a mitzvah, need to have explicit kavana that they intend on being yotzei? So this is a debate in the Gemara, and we're going to explore it fully right now. Shalchu le'avud la'avud Shmuel. The Chachamim sent the following shaila to Avud Shmuel, the following halacha. Kafa'u v'achol matzah. If people force a person to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, yatza, you're yotze. What does it mean, people force? They force the matzah down your throat? Kafa'u man. Ilim a kafa'u shade. That a, like, some kind of spiritual demon forced you to eat, meaning a person had some kind of mental dysfunctional period, and that's what forced him to, and under those pretenses, he ate matzah. Vatane itim chalim itim shota. Kshu chalim hariu kubikech chodvarav, kshu shota hariu kushot chodvarav. We have the following question: if a person has sometimes where they're sane, they're of sound mind, and sometimes they're not of sound mind, they're mentally impaired. So when they're of sound mind, when they're chalim, so he's a pikeach, he's considered a discerning person, a knowledgeable person, the chol dvarav, and a pikeach is chayav b'chol mitzvos. But when he's a shota, hayri k'shota l'chol dvarav, we know shota is pater mikol mitzvos. So how could it be that, if you mean to tell me that a person had some kind of mentally dysfunctional period, and that's why they ate matzah, so he's a shota. And if he's a shota, he's pater mikol mitzvos. So what does it mean, kafo l'chol yoyotze? Amar Rav Ashi shekafo parsiim, means non-Jewish people forced them to eat matzah. So what does that imply? That if non-Jewish people forced you to eat matzah, and assuming we, and that implies a person that did not have kavana, let's say, still in all he's yotze. Even though parsiim, non-Jewish people force him to eat the matzah, he's still yotze without kavana, let's say. Amar Rava zoysoy meres. This implies tokel shir yotze, that if a person blows shofar, not for the purposes of being yotze the mitzvah, we've seen this also in the fourth parak, but rather just to play a tune, he's yotze. Even though he didn't have kavana, let's say, so he didn't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of tkiya shofar, pshita, isn't that exactly hainu hach? That's a case of kafal parsiim. It's obvious. That's what we just learned from kafal parsiim. Says the Gemara, no, Rava has a chiddush. Ma'u disema hasam echol matzah amrachmana v'ha'acha. Meaning what? When it comes to matzah, we might say the Torah said, eat matzah. All the Torah didn't tell you have kavana or have some kind of awareness of what you're doing. The Torah said, eat the chafzah shal mitzvah. And you ate. And that's all you need to do. And also we'll see from Rashi, part of the explanation here is that when a person eats matzah or eats anything, they get hana, physical benefit. So by doing an action that renders physical benefit to the person who does it, that's considered a separate category. So it's not considered as if you have no kavana at all. You get hana. So by getting hana, even though you didn't have explicit kavana, let's say l'shem mitzvah, you're doing what you're supposed to, and that is considered like you're not misasik, not like you're not thinking about anything at all. But turn the page, Kaf Kasim Mabez, Aval Hacha, when it comes to Tekiya Shofar, Zichron Shrua Ksiv, you need to have Zichron Shrua. In other words, it has to be an act of Tekiya Shofar. And you would have said, Bahai, a guy who's doing Tokei Lashir, Misasik Ba'almahu. He's just Misasik Ba'alma. He has no clue what's going on. It's as if he's not doing anything at all. Kamash Malan, that even Kamash Malan, that even by Tokela Shir, even by Tokela Shir, you are Yotze. So this is why? Because mitzvos ain't srichos kavana. So Rashi has a big chiddush which we'll speak out. Rashi also assumes in the Maskanas HaGemara that even according to Rava, somebody who is misasek is also yotze a mitzvah because mitzvah saying srichos kavana. The Marsha, Alav, the Achronim are very bothered by this Rashi because the Gemara could have just meant to say, no, it's not pshat that even according to Rava who is mitzvah saying srichos kavana, you're yotze with misasek. No, just mitzvah saying srichos kavana assumes that Tokel Ashir works, and Tokel Ashir is not called misasek. But that's not how Rashi learns the Maskana, so we'll get back to this Rashi. So Alma Kasava Rava, the Gemara continues on Chavchas Mebez. We'll go back for the Rashis. Actually, you know what? Let's do the Rashis now, and then we'll continue with the Gemara Chavchas Mebez after the Rashis. So Rashi in the bottom of Chavchas Mebez Aleph writes as follows. Really, what's the case of when someone forced you to eat matzah? It's a case of Kafal Parsiim. Shekafal Parsiim, Persians forced you to do it. Even though you didn't have kavana latzeis, yidei chovas matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, bilal rishon shal pesach, on the first night of pesach, yotze, your yotze. Hatoke l'shir, so the Gemara wants to say by extension for Rav, if you blow the shofar for the purpose of making a song out of it, l'shorer l'zamer, to play music and to make instruments out of it, kach shamatzim pi mori hazakein. This is how my Rebbe explained it, Rashi says. Ubi sodo, Shel Mori Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda Reisi hatokeh l'sheid l'havriach ruach ra'al me'alav. Not tokeh l'shir, but you're tokeh to chase away this ruach ra, this evil spirit. Again, a different ancillary purpose, not exactly for the purpose of mitzvah tekiah shofar. Pshit the Zosamaris came. That's exactly what Rava was saying. No, there's a separate thing going on here. Mao the same when it comes to matzah, we thought it was different. Hasam achol matzah kamar achmana. The Torah said eat matzah. The ha'achol, and you ate matzah. V'nena b'achilaso, and you got benefit from your achila. Hilkach lav misasekhu. Therefore, it's not just misasek alone. Shar afli in chiyuv chatas amrin. The Gemara says increase daf yates when it comes to a chiyuv chatas. If you do a isra do reis, that would have had that would have attached with it the punishment of kares. But if you do a bishogi, you get a chiyuv chatas. Hamisasek b'chalavim va'ot ubarayos chayuv. If a person is misasek, they don't know what they're doing, and they engage in an act of eating chelev, which is nisra d'oraisa, or engage in an act of arayos, sexual immorality. Again, nisra d'oraisa of kares. Chayev, you're still chayev, even though you're misasek. Shekeinana, because your body gets physical pleasure. But here I would have thought, zichron shua ksiv, v'hai ka misasek pa'almuhu, kamash malon, says Rashi, a big kiddush again, af al gav de misasekhu, yatsa. That even though you are misasek, you're still yotze. The mitzvah saying srichos kavan. Again, Rashi didn't have to say that. Rashi could have said that tokel shir is not called misasek, but it still works because mitzvah saying srichos kavana. But Rashi presumes, according to the Manda Amar, of mitzvah saying srichos kavana, Rava, you're also yotze with misasek. So the Gemara says the following: the second line of Chavches Mabez. Alma Kasava Rava, you see from here the following, that Rava is of the opinion, mitzvos ain't srichos kavana. That's exactly what Rava holds. Mitzvos ain't srichos kavana. That to be yotzei a mitzvah, a person that's to have explicit kavana, let's say. Esve, the Gemara asks, in the Mishnah and Brachis, hayakari b'torah, if you're leaning from a Torah, v'igi zman mikra, and you happen to be reading Parshas Kriya Shema, and then zman Kriya Shema comes, im kivein libay, if you had kavana, to be yotze, yotza, vim lav lo yotza. And if you didn't have kavana, you're not yotze. My lav, kivin libo yotze, let's say, that your kavana was to be yotze the mitzvah. Isn't this a raya that, again, you need kavana to be yotze the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, lo, likros, you need kavana to read. In other words, really, 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 mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, like Rava says, but your kavana you need to have in mind to read, because otherwise it's misasik. Likros hakakari. What do you mean, likros? You're reading. Of course you're reading. How else could you explain it? So it must be the kavana, let's say it's against Rava. Says the Gemara, no. Bekore lahagia. You're reading a sefer and editing the sefer. Therefore, you're not even, if you don't have kavana at minimum, likros, you're not even, it's not called reading, you're just like muttering to yourself. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching me not, again, that you need kavana, let's say, but you need kavana to read as if you're reading for the purpose of not just muttering it to yourself, but you're reading for real. And but according to Rav, again, you don't need kavana explicitly, let's say. So the Gemara says, Tashima, another raya against, from the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Hayover Achor Beis HaKnesses. So you were passing behind the shul, Osha Beis Samach Beis HaKnesses. Your house was in the backyard of the shul. Mishama Kol Shofar, Okol Megillah, and you heard the Kol Shofar or the call of the Megillah. Im Kivin Libo, if the Shomea had Kavana Yotza, he's Yotze. Vimlav Lo Yotza. So my lav Im Kivin Libo Latzeis. Doesn't that mean that you had Kavana again to be Yotze the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, lo, lishmoa, you had kavana to hear. What does that mean? Lishmoa v'ashama. You're listening. You had kavana to listen, you're listening. Of course you're listening. So it must be kavana, let's say. Says the Gemara, no, savur, chamor, ba'almahu. You might think it's just the call of a donkey. And that doesn't work. Because you need to at least be aware that's called shofar. You don't have to have kavana with explicit intention to be yotze the mitzvah of shofar or megillah. But if you're not aware that's actually the call of a mitzvah, then it's nothing. So all the Mishnah is teaching me is not, again, according to Rava, that you need to have kavana explicitly lutzeis, but you need to have kavana that's called shofar. Then the Gemara asks another question on Rava. ACV, but the Brisa reads as follows. Niskavin shomeya v'niskavin mashmiya. If the shomeya had kavana to be yotze, but the mashmiya, the tokeya, did not have kavana to be yotze, or the vice versa, mashmiya v'niskavin shomeya, or the mashmiya had kavana to be motzi the shomeya, but the shomeya did not have kavana lotzeis, lo yotza ad shiskavin shomeya u'mashmiya. The only way in which your yotze is they have to have kavanah together. So bishlama, I understand. So again, if you assume like Rava, you have to say the kavanah that we're talking about is not kavanah latzeis, because Rava doesn't hold of mitzvah srichas kavanah. So the Gemara explains as follows. Bishlama, I understand, even according to Rava, niskavin mashmiya v'lo niskavin shomeya, that makes perfect sense. But the shomeya doesn't have to have kavana, let's say. No, he has to have kavana that he has shofar, though. Kasavur chamor ba'almahu, because he might think it's just a donkey, right? He won't realize what's going on. But, el niskavin shomeya v'lo niskavin mashmiya, hechi mishkan chasla. What's wrong with niskavin shomeya v'lo niskavin mashmiya? Again, why is the mashmiya to have kavana for anything? You don't need mitzvahs. Don't need kavana according to Rava. The shomei needs to be aware that he's listening to kol shofar, and the mashmiya just has to blow. So why do we say that niskavin shomea v'niskavin mashmiya is not yotze? Lav, isn't it not b'tokei l'shir? It's a case of tokei l'shir. In other words, you have to say the case of niskavin shomea v'niskavin hamashmiya that you're not yotze, according to the Brisa, is a case of tokei l'shir. But according to Rava, tokei l'shir was exactly his halacha. That works. Why? Because Rava says mitzvos ein srichos kavana. So how do you explain this din of niskavin hashomea v'niskavin hamashmiya? Says the Gemara, no, dilma kaminavach nevuche. Really, 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 the mashmiya doesn't have to have kavana to be motzi the shomeya. It's just that if the mashmiya doesn't have kavana to make a kol shofar, he's just puffing on the shofar, he's blowing the shofar. Meaning that he has the intent to be tokei ashir shalem. So, with respect to mitzvah svichos kavana are concerned, there's no issue here. Because whether it's the shomeya, he just needs to be aware that it's a kol shofar. The mashmiya also doesn't need that kavana according to Rava to be motzi the shomeya. There's a separate halacha here that when you're blowing shofar, it has to be an act of tekiah. So if you're just doing minavach nivuchi, you're stam blowing, you're tooting a horn, this doesn't have a din of a maisa tekiah. So that's why we need niskavin hamashmiya, not for, again, the din of mitzvah's kavana. No! Just for the purpose of actually doing a maisa tekiah. Rashi says, let's do a couple of Rashis here. Second Rashi, Zmana Mikra Shal Kriyashma. Again, according from that Raya, when a person was involved in the mitzvah of Kriyashma came about, Vuya Korbet Torah Parsha Shma. He's reading the Parsha of Shma from the Chumash. Karelagia, says the Gemara, he's not really reading, he's just reading to edit. Af Kriya in Kanal Megam game, he's just muttering, he's stuttering to himself. So that's why Nikavana's Kriya, but not from Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, according to Rava. And here there's a chashash of the Kamenovach Nivuche. Vena Tokea Kishir Tekia on the Furish Mishnah, saying of a parak Achron. Maybe he's not going to be Tokea Kishir. And therefore he needs to have Kavana, but not for the din of Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Says the Gemara about 15 lines down by the mark of the Gilion Ashas, Amrle Abaye. Abaye asks Rava, Elameata, according to you, that you hold Mitzvos Ein Tzrichos Kavana. So Gemara asks the following question, Hayashin Bishmini Besukkah Yilke. If you sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you should get Malkus. Why? What's the problem of sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? There's a problem that we're going to discuss extensively in the coming Gemaras called Batosif. The person can't add on to the mitzvot. So the Torah only said sleep in the Sukkah for Sukkahs, not for Shmini Atzeres. So if a person tries to go ahead and add on to the mitzvah, they're over on a lav d'oraisa of Batosif. But according to you, Rava, a person, if you hold mitzvot ein tzrichos kavana, and you're sleeping in the Sukkah on the eighth day of Sukkot, you should be over on Baal Tosef, because you don't need Kavana as a condition to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, you shouldn't need Kavana as a condition for Baal Tosef either. So that doesn't make sense. Amar lo Rava. No, Rava gives a totally different answer. Why is there no Isser of Baal Tosef here? Shani Omer, mitzvos eino over alayan ela bizmanon. He has a separate halacha in Baal Tosef. Really, it's true. Mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana. But with respect to Baal Tosef is concerned, Baal Tosef only happens bizman chiyuv. In other words, if you take 5 minim of a lulav only on Sukkot, or if you wear 5 tzitzios during the day. But if it's not bizman mitzvah, like you try sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is not bizman mitzvah at all, so there's no Baal Tosef anymore. So in Achanami, it's true, mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana, but if a person sleeps b'shmini on Sukkis, you're not over on Baal Tosef at all. And according to Rava, it should also come out that even if a person had kavana to sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah, that shouldn't be Baal Tosef according to Rava. Why? Why shouldn't that be Baal Tosef according to Rava? Because of the fact that it's not Bizman HaMitzvah. And because it's not Bizman HaMitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef at all. So Rava's separate halacha in Baal Tosef. In which case, Rava can still hold Mitzvot Ein Tzrichos Kavana, but sleeping in the Sukkah during the eighth day is not a problem. Let's see Rashi. By the skinny lines, the fourth Rashi on the page, Elameata, the She'im Miskavin Le Mitzvah, Kim Miskavin Dami, that we treat somebody who's not being Mechavin like they are being Mechavin. So Hayasha Mishmini Besukkah, Shalol Hashem Mitzvah, the person sleeps in the Sukkah, Shalol Hashem Mitzvah, Yilake, Shiget Balkis, Shai Mosif Ala Mitzvah, because he's being Mosif. He is being Mosif on the mitzvah, the over Mishum Baal Tosef. And again, according to you, Rava, you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, so this should be considered a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Gemara answers no, because the Rava holds a special yisod. Mitzvos ain't over alayan, the Baal Tosef ela bizmanon. In order to violate Baal Tosef according to Rava, it has to be bizman hachiyuv, kagon, chameshes haminim belulav. The chameshes totafos bitzfilin, like the five minim of lulav, or the 5 frontlets, the 5 boxes in the tefillin, chamesh tzitzios bitalis, because let's say lulav bizman asukah, or totafos bizman tefillin, or tzitzis bizman talis, avo tosefes yom al yomim, adding a day to a mitzvah, osha al shah, or adding an hour to a mitzvah, ein zem mosif. In other words, Rashi understands that yisod of Baal Tosef is adding on to a pre-existing chafzeshal mitzvah. The pshat in according to Rashi is not just that because it's not bizman achiyuv, there's no Baal Tosef. It's because it's not bizman achiyuv, then you're not being mosif onto a pre-existing chafzeshal mitzvah. So adding on to a zmana mitzvah is not considered anything for Rava. Being mo according to Rashi, the pshat in over elam bizmanon is that when you're adding on time to the length of a mitzvah, that's not called baltosif. Baltosif is a din according to Rashi in adding on to the chefzah shel mitzvah, the pre-existing object. Therefore, adding another talis, adding another part to the lulav, but adding time to a mitzvah is not yotze. Therefore, shelo bizmanon, there's no violation of baltosif. We'll stop here in the middle of chavches amid beis.